Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, darlings. This is a new Ickle mini episode that will be popping up here and there on your feed. There is so much goss that comes up every day in the reality world that sometimes it simply cannot wait until our next episode, so we are going to be popping in on this mini goss sesh when necessary. Added to the fact that these reality stars keep us busy, I find myself constantly coming across people and situations that offer me insider goss that I need to share, so let's get into it. Hello, all of you beautiful people. Thank you for joining. There's a couple of things here I have prepared that I want to talk about. And then something else just came up that I posted on our Instagram, Tender Loving Care Podcast, which I will get into in a second. But first of all, I watched a very interesting clip. It was like 5 minutes long from Jeff Lewis's radio shows this morning. And you know, he is big, big pals with Shannon Storms Bedore. They've been friends for ages, and she was on his show talking about this whole legal serving of papers that apparently Shannon's ex, John Jensen Jansen Johnson, has served Shannon with. And Jeff really asked her the questions, and Shannon, to her credit, really got into it. So we found out, I think it was last week now, that Shannon's ex is suing Shannon for $70,000 that he claimed he gave to her, wired to her in two increments while they were in a relationship, and she has never repaid him. So he claims it was for plastic surgery, that's what made the headlines, blah, 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 blah. So she goes on the show, and Jeff Lewis asks her, you know, to break it all down. And essentially what you get from the clip, go and find it. I was going to repost it, but it is really long, but you can find it on Instagram. Essentially, Shannon says, you know, the first half of my relationship, I paid for everything with John Jensen. We, you know, took a lot of flights to New York. I paid for them all. Second half of the relationship, John did pay for a lot. Now, it's really hard with me with these dynamics, because let's go over what Shannon was awarded. When we saw her getting divorced from the White Walker, David Bedore, he had to give her an emergency, they do like an emergency ruling of support every month, and she was given 30 grand a month, okay? Insane. Still nothing like the 300,000 that Sutton from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills gets every month. But anyway, so she was getting 30 grand a month, but when they divorced, all of that kind of went out the window, and she agreed to a lump sum of $1.4 million and $10,000 a month, which is child support and her spousal support. But the thing is, child support, if I'm correct, ends when the child is 18. And, you know, that, so part of that is gone, because I know that Sophie, her eldest, has gone to university and is 20, 21 now. So she hasn't had that. And Shannon spends money like water. $1.4 million is a huge amount of money. It really is. But to someone like her, she started that Lemonade Real for Real company. Remember when we saw those clips of her in her garage, like printing out shipping labels and stuff and being really disorganized? Well, I went onto that website recently. Website is still there. Her Instagram page, nothing has been posted since Thanksgiving. I don't know if that's still going, but to the marketing and to start up a company like she did and employ people, that's $1 million easy. So I think she blew through her money. That's what I'm guessing. That's what I think. So that 1.4 million probably went very quickly. And she says on Jeff Lewis's show, yeah, you know, John was paying for everything and I started to get really worried. She goes into some insider financials, which you know we love. She says that the last season of the show, they changed the pay structure. So the way it was getting filmed and then released, our payments were getting stretched out. So we weren't getting them when I thought I was going to get them. So I was panicking. I had a daughter at university and I have two girls that are going to go to university. There were college, university counselors, like all this stuff she starts listing. So she says he wired me some money. He called me one day. I was crying about money. He wired me some money. It was like 35,000 and then gave her more money, which equaled this 70,000. So she said, when we broke up from then until now, he's never asked for it back. And when this came out, I got in touch with him and I said, I will pay you everything back, but I need you to sign a disparaging agreement, which means they won't say anything poorly about each other in the press. And he has refused to sign it. So he could get all his money back right now, but he has to sign that and he will not. And I think that's full well because Alexis is going to be on OC next season. He's probably going to be floating around. He wants to make money off his past relationship with Shannon, now in a relationship with Alexis. So it's crazy. But I thought that it's a really interesting interview. Go and check it on Jeff Lewis's Sirius radio station. It was really telling. Now, we had photos released of the Vanderpump reunion looks. Right, so I did post on our Instagram, 10 to 11 Care Podcast, the side-by-side because Spooky Joe attends the reunion, which I kind of suspected she would. And I had asked you guys if you thought she would. The majority of you said yes before this. I definitely don't think she's going to be sat with the main cast the whole time. You know, it'll be like, and now bring on Joe, like they did with Rachel in past years. So Bravo knows exactly what they're doing. They're going to try and wind up these girls as much as possible. And the word bullying is going to get thrown around constantly. But what I was concentrating on in the photos is the comparisons. So many people, as did we, make of Joe's dress to reunion and Katie Maloney.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
His wedding dress. Now, once again, I will reiterate, I have always loved Katie Maloney. I have always thought she was the prettiest out of all of them. I thought she was gorgeous. I think she's gorgeous, but the wedding dress was awful. Let me just say that. Her wedding dress made no sense. And Joe's dress, the reunion, makes no sense. It is awful. And there is some similarity between the two. So go and check it out on our Instagram. There is one person, I should find it and repost it. I saw it late last night. Someone had said that her dress is exactly like the interior clock at Tom Tom. It was brilliant. So, I mean, Jo just, she can't win at this point. I don't think we'll see her again. I don't know why she came on the show. It's, oh, it has not been good for her. Speaking of Vanderpump Rules, the Lala versus everyone of all of this. I mean, she's at the point now that she's left, given, you know, little hints here and there that she's no longer speaking to Ariana. And with Ariana will come Katie, but her and Katie have always fought, or have fought recently. Apparently they were really good friends for a long time, which I don't believe. Anyway, so we've got that. What does this mean for everything, right? Lala has bought a house in the valley, as has Sheena. So Sheena and Lala now own two homes. Good for them. They have one in Palm Springs and then one in the valley here in Los Angeles. Really interesting they bought these ones in Palm Springs. They live next door to each other. But so is this just telling us then that the valley is going to continue and it's basically going to be VPR and we're going to go through Lala having the second baby, but it's all going to be on the Valley? Because people have been arguing with me about this online. I don't believe Vanderpump Rules is coming back with the cast we're seeing now. Absolutely not. I think Lala's out. I think Sheena's going to go wherever she can get her face stuck on TV and as much money as possible, which will probably be the Valley. The Valley is doing so well in ratings. I think they're going to transplant to the Valley. Lala may do it part-time. I'm unsure about all of that. But I think that VPR is, I mean, if Katie Maloney is on Vanderpump Rules next season, then I'll eat my words. I just think it is ridiculous. And it's ridiculous because she looks miserable filming this show. She doesn't, what is there to talk about apart from this horrible thing that her friend went through? Something about her isn't happening. I don't know what else there is for Katie, though. And I imagine that must be a scary situation. And she looks extremely unhappy. I mean, she just does. And I don't know what Katie could do, really. I mean, I'm going through my mind now. Maybe there would be another spin-off with her being single and Ariana being single. I don't know. But Vanderpump Rules cannot exist, and it will cease to exist as it is now. I think it should all be shut down. They tried to introduce people before. Remember when they did Max and Dana and all those people? And no, I say shut it all down and start afresh again. That's what I think. Either do a brand new, I don't know, maybe a brand new cast, nobody remaining, or just finish Vanderpump Rules. It's been enough. It's where this has ended, just let it go. But Ariana, I don't know. I mean, she's now going to be presenting Love Island, which we've seen, but Lala just seems to not want to be around any of these girls anymore. And I don't think she's friends with them in real life at all anymore. And I think on the Valley, she actually likes hanging around Jax and Brittany and that drama that's going to play out with them separating. So we know the Valley's 100% coming back. So we'll see, but it'll be interesting. The last thing I want to chat about, guys, is a blind item that I posted on our Instagram. And it says this is a huge blind item, not an April Fool's joke. Okay. Looks like a Bravo divorce is coming. Let's just say yesterday she served him cream corn, .. and tomorrow she is serving him papers. This one will be a big shock and will take a bit to hit the press. It's a sad one for sure. So I'm thinking creamed corn, like I didn't get that at all. Did some more digging and it looks like everything is pointing towards Candy and Todd separating, because apparently the creamed corn is a recipe that Candy has, and it will be a shock because nobody really saw this coming apparently. And you know, Candy has quit Real Housewives of Atlanta, so perhaps there's a whole new venture she's into, or lots of things have changed in her life that she wouldn't want on television, like a divorce. But that's the only one I'm coming up with. I haven't seen any other suggestions, but the clue, let's just say yesterday she served him creamed corn and tomorrow she is serving him papers. I don't know. What are your thoughts, guys? That's what we're hearing, that it's Candy and Todd that are going to be announcing their divorce in the next few months. Anyway, that is the end of our little goss sesh for today. I just wanted to hop on, do a real quick of review of Shannon and John Jensen Johnson and their Jeff Lewis interview. Wanted to go over the reunion looks for VPR, Lala versus Everyone, and the possible divorce of Candy and Todd. Love you all. Stay tuned. We have the 90 Day Fiancé episode that's coming out right now, plus our Wheel of Shame, plus our Patreon on Friday, and our Bravo, and our Valley, and woo! All these things. Love you lots, and we will speak soon. Bye-bye!